Recorded Books presents The Ghoul of Windy Down Vale by Jake Burt. Narrated by Ramon D'Ocampo.
The Rime of the Ghoul. The Ghoul of Windy Down Vale, some say, is a nightmare invented to frighten away the children from places they oughtn't to be, like boglands and quicksands as deep as the sea. But if it's not real, then how do they know of its terrible wail, the way its eyes glow, or the curve of its teeth jutting out of the jaw, all bloody and dripping as it eats your flesh raw? And how to explain the bones that we find, the corpses of animals, ones left behind, with wounds made by claws sharp as new knives? Are all of these false, the tales of old wives? We suppose, in the end, there's just one place to learn. We'll remember you kindly when you don't return.
Chapter 1. I couldn't be prouder to call Windy Down Vale home. I mean, sure, we've got the ghoul, and that's upsetting to some. So are the bog adders, eye leeches, mirror mud, rat plague, ground briar, choker vines, and sinkholes. All have claimed their fair share of folk, and we'll own that. But credit where it's due. Not a soul in the Vale has ever been trampled to death by a terrified horse. Of course, it's early still. The morning mist is just slithering in from the swamps, and I'm already arms full, fixing to topple over in a heap of turnips, fresh-plucked chickens, and bottles of fancy wine. The inn's close, but that doesn't mean much when there's an army of trade folk between me and our front porch. Their carts line the long walk, hung with everything from strings of garlic to sheets of silk. Like a flock of preening peacocks, they caw at anyone who gets close, including me.
Boy, need a pan for that chicken? Cast iron, pre-oiled in pig fat and mutton tallow.
Copper. Hey, copper lad, tell your pa we've got new quilts, all sizes, hand-knit. Corners won't fray no matter how many times you tuck 'em.
Wards? Amulets? Talismans? Only fools venture into the swamps without ghoul protection.
I pull up, dodging a wheelbarrow full of salted fish as its owner hustles past. Peering over the mound of Mother's groceries, I spot Granny Erskine, who's reaching up to rattle a rusty horseshoe at anyone close. In the middle of the shoe is a bird's skull, tethered by bits of brightly colored yarn. Don't know how well it drives off evil, but its power against customers seems clear. Granny, I call.
Hey, didn't we? Copper, tell these people. Ghoul'll get 'em for sure without an amulet.
I juggle my parcels until I can see her square. She's tiny, with a whiskery chin and whispery hair. I lean down to eye level.
Mare's yelled at you yet today, Granny?
I ask. She spits into the mud behind her, then hangs the horseshoe carefully from one of the hooks that line her stall. There are dozens more of the cobbled totems, not one alike, save that they all resemble the less cozy parts of a rat's nest. A stiff breeze sets her knick-knackery to spinning, and Granny pulls a quilt around her shoulders, one of the same red and green ones for sale farther up the walk.
Reeves and his lot got nothing to say to me that I want to hear, she grumbles.
Listen to me, then, I plead. You know you can't be selling these
genuine enchantments against all threats, magic and mystic
things.
But the ghoul! Folk need protection,
she cries, words aimed at everyone but me.
And that's a noble cause, I offer. But there ain't a lick your bird bones and old horse cloppers are gonna do to save folks from the mud.
Or anything else, for that matter. We start sending trade folk out there thinking they're protected, we're gonna lose more of them than the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?